Canto 1, Chapter 2, Divinity and Divine Service. Delighted with the correct questions of the sages there, the son of Romaharshana, Sutta, began with his reply after thanking them for their words. Sutta said, "He, Shukadeva, who went away to live with the renounced order without the prescribed ceremony of reform of the sacred thread, made Vyasadeva, being afraid of the separation, exclaim, 'O my son!' And all the trees and all living beings responded, sympathizing in the heart of the sage, 'Let me offer my obeisances to him, the son of Vyasa, who, as the only transcendental torchlight in desiring to overcome the darkness of material existence of materialistic man, assimilated the cream of the Vedas and, out of his causeless mercy, as the master of the sages, conveyed this very confidential supplement to the Vedas, this Purana. After first offering one's obeisances to Nara Narayana, the Lord, as the supermost human being, the goddess of learning Sarasvati, and Vyasadeva, let then everything contained in this book be announced that is needed for conquering Maya, the power of illusion. O sages, your questions for me about Krishna are of relevance for the welfare of the world because they satisfy the true self. That duty, no doubt, is for mankind the highest, of which there is the causeless, uninterrupted devotional service unto Krishna as the one in the beyond, Vishnu, that leads to the full satisfaction of the soul. The practice of connecting oneself in devotion unto Vasudeva, the personality of Godhead, very soon leads to the detachment and spiritual knowledge that relies on its own power. What people do, according to their societal positions, is useless labor leading nowhere if it does not lead to the message of Vishwaksena, Krishna as the highest authority. One's occupational activities are certainly meant for ultimate liberation and not for the end of material gain. Neither is, according to the sages, the material progress of the dutiful ones in devotional service meant for the attainment of sense gratification. One should not long so much for sense gratification, profit, and livelihood. One's activities are there for no other purpose than inquiring after the absolute truth. The learned souls say that the reality of non-dual knowledge is known as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, the impersonal, localized, and personal aspect. Sages and devotees, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, who are full of belief, will perceive within their heart and soul that reality according to their understanding of what they heard or read about in their devotion. This is how the human being, O best of the twice-born souls, by pleasing the Lord, achieves the highest perfection with his own dutifulness according to the divisions of status and vocation. One should, therefore, with a one-pointed mind, constantly hear about, glorify, remember and worship the Supreme Lord, the protector of the devotees. Who would not attend to this message of intelligently remembering the Lord that offers one the sword for cutting through the bonds of materially motivated labor, karma? One who attentively listens in rendering service to pure devotees, dear scholars, will be purified from all vice and develop taste for the message of Vasudeva. Those who develop this hearing of Krishna's words will find virtue listening and singing, and will certainly in their hearts see their desire to enjoy purified by the benefactor of the truthful souls. By regularly being of service to the Bhagavata, the pure devotee, and the Bhagavatam, as good as all that is inauspicious will be destroyed, and thus serving the Supreme Lord with transcendental prayers, irrevocably loving service will come about, not being affected by the effects of passion and ignorance, such as lust, greed, and all of that. One's consciousness will be fixed in goodness, and at that moment find happiness. In touch with the devotional service of the Lord, thus being cleared, the mind, liberated because of the association, then becomes effective in the knowledge of wisdom regarding the fortunate one. Seeing the true self that way as being the master, the knot in the heart is cut to pieces, all doubts end, and the chain of materially motivated actions, karma, is terminated. Therefore, all transcendentalists have always delighted in the service of Krishna. It enlivens the soul. The ultimate benefit of the transcendental personality who is associated with the qualities of material nature of goodness, passion and ignorance, and with the maintainer Vishnu, the creator Brahma, and the destroyer Shiva, the human being, of course, finds in the form of goodness, Vishnu. The way we have the firewood of sacrifices stemming from the earth, producing smoke once being set afire, so we also have passion stemming from ignorance leading to the goodness from which the essential nature is realized. Whoever follows the sages who in the past thus rendered service to the transcendental Lord above the three modes of nature deserves the same benefit. It is the reason why those who desire liberation reject the less attractive forms of the demigods and without any envy worship the many forms of the all-blissful Sri Vishnu, Narayana. Those who are ignorant and of passion desire glory, power and progeny and are of worship for forefathers and other beings of cosmic control in the same category of their preference. But Vasudeva is the object of Vedic knowledge, the purpose of the sacrifices and the path of yoga. Vasudeva is the controller of all material activity, the highest knowledge, the strictest austerity, the best quality, the supreme dharma, and the ultimate goal of life. From the beginning of the manifestation, he, by his internal potency, has been the cause and effect of all forms and the transcendental absolute of the modes of nature. Although he, manifesting by the modes, having entered them, appears to be affected by the modes, he is the full manifestation of all wisdom. He, as the Supersoul, pervades all living beings as the source of creation, like fire does in wood, and shines forth as different living entities, at the same time being the absolute person. That Supersoul created the subtle senses influenced by the modes of nature by entering the living beings in his own creation, causing them to enjoy those modes. Thus, he maintains all of them in the mode of goodness, being incarnated himself in the performance of his pastimes as the master of all the worlds of the divine, human, and animalistic beings.